And the brand new Airbus A380 flew to Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York this week, drawing crowds and media attention. Yet even with all the talk about how cool this newest and biggest ever airplane is, nobody seems to want one. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
The A380's first promo flight in the U.S. was out of JFK Airport in New York yesterday. I was standing in line to get on with Bill Flynn, the president and CEO of Atlas Air, a cargo shipping company.
So now's the big moment.
Yeah, actually, very excited about it.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I need the boarding passes. Thank you. Enjoy the flight.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The plane can hold more than 800 people, but today there are only a few dozen, so everyone can wander around. Flynn says the first class and business class cabins are pretty nice and very big, but since his company carries freight, he doesn't care so much about the amenities for people.
And I think we're really more excited about taking off and landing and see how it feels, how smooth the takeoff and landing are.
Do packages care how smooth the takeoff and landing are?
We don't only carry package. We carry live animals. We carry horses and cows for breeding and for racing. And so, yeah, we do care.
Flynn is exactly who Airbus wants to impress because he buys planes. But unfortunately for Airbus, he recently put in an order for 12 Boeing 747s. They're ready now. The Airbus plane is already 2 years behind schedule. A few rows back, Monty Brewer, the president and CEO of Air Canada, is beaming. He says the plane is huge and powerful.
How often do you get to fly on an aircraft that is leading technology and innovation and, is going to change how people fly? It's pretty exciting.
Could you imagine in the next decade buying one of these?
I can imagine anything.
But it doesn't look likely right now.
Well, we've already gone down a path of ordering 777s from Boeing and the new 787.
Brewer says what a lot of North American airline executives say. He doesn't want a plane this big. He'd rather have two or three smaller planes. That way he can offer customers more frequent flights. And he can adapt to changing demand more quickly. It's not only airlines and shipping companies that buy airplanes. Investors do, like Josh Tornow with Lehman Brothers. He buys planes to lease to airlines or to sell for a profit.
Do you think you'll buy an A380?
Most likely not.
So you came really because it was a cool thing to do?
Absolutely. Bragging rights.
Okay, thank you for coming. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
When the plane landed, Airbus's chief salesman, John Leahy, stood at the cabin door like the proud dad at a wedding. But it's surely a bittersweet day. No one on this flight plans to buy an A380. In fact, Airbus has not sold a single plane to anyone in North America, at least since UPS and FedEx both canceled their orders because of the production delays. But Leahy says he doesn't need North American sales right now.
This is an Asian airplane. Korean Air has bought it. China Southern has bought it. Singapore Airlines. This is an airplane that will be flying throughout Asia and across the Pacific to the United States.
Leahy says that maybe in a few years, an American airline or two will buy an A380. It would help. The A380 project is already $6 billion in debt. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.